KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, Atlantic senior Jalen Peterson officially signed on Wednesday to continue his cross-country and track career at North Iowa Area Community College in Mason City. Peterson was joined by his family and coaches for the ceremony at the Atlantic High School. Jalen is coming off back-to-back individual trips to the state cross-country meet and also helped his team reach the meet this season. Peterson finished 67 in both trips to the Class 3A state meet. He's been a solid performer for the Trojans since his freshman year, and Jalen talked about why he chose NIAC.
I just knew it was the right fit. Went up on two campus visits, and then just building a relationship with Coach Weiss was, I think, the biggest thing. And monitoring their season, it looked like they ran well, and I'm excited to be a part of the future up there. They were my first visit, and then I went on a couple others after that, and in the back of my head, it was just, I think NIAC is the one. And then once we took up the second visit, that kind of solidified my choice.
Peterson will be a two-season runner at NIAC in both cross-country and track. NIAC head coach Curtis Weiss said Jalen fits into their program well.
I think his talents, his abilities, he's going to continue to grow as a runner. And I think he's going to make a nice transition to the 8K cross-country. I was just going through some race results from the summer, and he ran a 5 mile race here, and that's essentially what the 8K is, and he ran very solid in that. So I know he can make a transition with full-time training towards the 8K. Obviously on the track, it's yet to be seen. He's got good foot speed, we can take him all the way up to the 10K if he wants. Maybe he's going to run, more of the middle distance, too. We'll have to see.
Atlantic head cross-country coach Dan Vargason said Jalen deserves this opportunity because of the work that he's put in.
Jalen's a very deserving kid. You know, he's been a core piece for us, to our success, very strong team leader, and does an awful lot of hard work, behind the scenes. He's one of those kids that, he does the right thing. You trust that he's going to go out and do his job, but also take people with him to do theirs as well. And I think he's a big reason that our boys team this year was able to get over the hump and qualify for state, his leadership and his abilities as well.
Peterson is currently in the midst of a strong season with the Trojan basketball team, and he'll participate in track in the spring before focusing on heading to Mason City. Well, top 25 college basketball last night, Texas Tech did nothing Wednesday to damage its status in the top 25 poll. The 11th-ranked Red Raiders raced out to a 43-point halftime lead as they coasted to a 79-44 win against Northwestern State. Also in top 25 action, number 24, Houston, which stormed back from a 15-point deficit in the second half to beat LSU 82-76 last night. Well, Saturday's 45th meeting between Iowa and Northern Iowa in Des Moines could be the last one in a series that dates back to 1907. Iowa officials announced last summer that this year's Hy-Vee Classic would be the final one, citing an increase to a 20-game Big Ten schedule. Panther coach Ben Jacobson has posted a 4-5 record against the Hawkeyes.
My preference is that the series continues. But beyond that, we have limited to no control over where it stands right now and what it looks like going forward. So I quit worrying about it and quit thinking about it shortly after the decision was made to make the change. I moved on to something else.
Jacobson says there have been no discussions about resuming the series down the road.
I don't know what those circumstances would be. At this point, there haven't been any discussions. So I don't know what those circumstances would be at this point.
In the meantime, those two teams will face off on Saturday in Des Moines. 5 o'clock, we're on the air with the pregame. About 6 o'clock is the scheduled start time, Iowa versus UNI in men's college hoops. Waterloo native Chris Kleiman has been introduced as the new head coach at Kansas State. Kleiman played for and was an assistant coach at UNI. He's been the head coach at North Dakota State since 2014, and he led the Bison to 3 FCS national titles.
I learned an awful lot in my different experiences that I thought would enable me to have success with a group of people. And you're never going to hear me in a press conference ever say I. It's always about us, we, our. And that's what I am.
Kleiman replaces longtime coach Bill Snyder, who announced his retirement at the end of this past season.
I've looked up to Coach Snyder since the early 80s, when I was growing up in Waterloo, Iowa, I was a undersized, to say to speak, quarterback, and coach was working for Hayden Fry at the University of Iowa, and I'd go attend his camps, stand in the quarterback line and spin it around and get talked to a little bit. And I know the shoes that I have to fill, Coach.
Well, North Dakota State is still in the midst of a hunt for another national title in the postseason playoffs. In other college football news, Michigan dismissed running back Omori Samuels from its football program the same day he was arraigned on two charges, including one for domestic violence. The school didn't say why the move was made. Samuels was charged with domestic violence and malicious destruction of personal property. Syracuse has announced a contract extension for football coach Dino Babers, although the university declined to reveal details. The Orange are ranked 17th after completing a 9-3 regular season and earning a berth in the Camping World Bowl against number 15 West Virginia. Syracuse also appeared in all six releases of the college football playoff rankings and is seeking just the seventh 10-win season in school history. Missouri defensive end Trey Williams has been charged in a domestic assault case. Williams is accused of hitting his girlfriend early Sunday. He's been suspended indefinitely by the Tigers, who face Oklahoma State in the Liberty Bowl on December 31st. All-American running back Darrell Henderson says he's leaving Memphis after his junior season for the NFL draft. He led the football bowl subdivision with 25 total touchdowns. He's second nationally with 1,909 yards rushing and leads the nation with 2,328 all-purpose yards and 22 rushing touchdowns. A person familiar with negotiations tells the Associated Press that Temple has hired Miami defensive coordinator Manny Diaz as its next head coach. Diaz would replace Jeff Collins, who left Temple after two seasons to become coach at Georgia Tech last week. In NFL news, quarterback Joe Flacco is ready to play for the Baltimore Ravens again, but head coach John Harbaugh has other plans. Lamar Jackson will make his fifth consecutive start when the Ravens take on the visiting Buccaneers Sunday. The Ravens have gone 3-1 with Jackson under center after dropping their previous three games under Flacco. Carson Wentz is sidelined with a back injury, but two people familiar with the situation tell the Associated Press the quarterback hasn't been ruled out for Philadelphia's game at the Rams on Sunday. Eagles coach Doug Peterson said Wentz has soreness and tightness in his back and was held out of practice Wednesday to rest it. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill is expected to play Sunday at Minnesota, despite a right ankle injury that sidelined him briefly during last week's win over New England. And Thursday Night Football, we've got action for you tonight here on the radio as the Kansas City Chiefs are in action this evening, facing off against the L.A. Chargers. Those are the top two records in the AFC right now as they battle it out for AFC West supremacy. We'll have it for you 6 o'clock tonight, the pregame, just after 7 o'clock. They'll kick things off. That's the Chiefs and the Chargers live tonight here on KJAN. Iowa State wrestling coach Kevin Dresser says the Cyclones are still trying to earn respect as they prepare for Sunday's duel against Ohio. The Cyclones are coming off a near upset of third-ranked Iowa with a 19-18 loss in Iowa City.
Heck, if you look at the media out there, you know, all that happened in the Iowa match was Iowa wrestled like crap and we didn't even show up, or I don't even know if they knew who was there. I mean, that's just, I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but that's what the way that I took it personally was, is that, you know, did Iowa State show up and were they tough, or did Iowa just have a bad match and they all had the flu and, you know, whatever. I think we showed up.
Dresser says the Cyclones are competing with a chip on their shoulder and he wants that to continue.
I got two chips, one on each shoulder right now. So, and we're going to keep having a chip on our shoulder. And we'll play whatever card we need to play. But I can tell you that I think this team and this coaching staff has adopted or borrowed that chip to a certain degree, because we went into Iowa City with a chip on our shoulder because we weren't given a chance. And, you know, we showed up. So now we just got to keep showing up.
Dresser says the next step for the Cyclones is consistency.
That's what I'm excited to see, is to see that same kind of fight and toughness. And, you know, I said at the beginning, this team could be really good. We got some fighters and we got some tough guys, and fighters and tough guys usually do pretty well in wrestling.
That's Iowa State coach Kevin Dresser. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.